Okay, today's shiur is Menachas Daf Pei Zayin. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Refuah Shleima for Brindel Bas Dubya, sponsored by the Gittelman family. Refuah Shleima, Brindel Bas Dubya. Okay, Pei Zayin, Amid Aleph. We'll start with Pei Vav Mabez. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes and is telling us what exactly, as this parak was talking about, which flowers could be used, which oil could be used, and which other wine can be used. So the Mishnah is going now into the wine. Where's the best place to bring wine from, and which wines are psulim? The Mishnah tells us we're not allowed to bring old wine, according to Rebbe. Chamar machshir, old wine. We'll talk about what that is. And then towards the bottom, we had emevian lo matok v'lo meushan, sweetened wine, smoked wine, mevushal wine. Bimhevi puzzle. Emevian min hadloyos ela min aruglios. One cannot bring from vines that are high up, being held up. Ela min aruglios, only from what is on the bottom that grows closer to the ground. We've quoted in the past the agadic thought related to weddings. We say related to a wedding in ve'agefen bin ve'agefen davar noam miskabel. We compare a chasna kala to vines, and we give them the bracha of being like the grapes and the sweets. Tasting grapes, why dafka vines out of all the fruit? In ve'agefen, min ve'agefen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, because vines are the only fruit that requires something else to hold it up. An apple tree is independent, and a pear tree, and a banana tree. That's not really a fruit, but all of those are independent. Vines require sticks or something to hold it up, as is described here in the Mishnah. Either it could have the dalios or the ruglios, either it's on the closer to the floor or raised up, but it needs something else to support it. And that's when a chassan and kala get married, they are being supported by their previous generations, by the parents, by the grandparents, and that's why we give them the bracha, that they should blossom and sprout and become great and multiply, but always based on, remember, they're like grapes. Remember that they are in ve'agefen, bin ve'agefen, Davar Noah umis kabo. That's wine. That's the delalios and the ruglios. Min akramim ha'avudim, and the Mishnah continues from worked vineyards. We'll see what that means. V'lo kontzidos amachasavim gadolim el v'chavias ketanos. You gather it in smaller barrels because that makes the wine taste better. Ve'edam amali esachavis ad piha kadesh dehei recho nodef, and one doesn't fill the barrel all the way up to the tippy top, so that the aroma could waft within the barrel and go back into the wine, and it's really be delicious and flavorful. So that is why also one leaves a little space. Interesting, not mentioned here, but we know that everything in that is brought on the Mizbeach is salted. Everything on the Mizbeach is salted. Every karban, every mincha even is salted also. The Rambam writes in Maisa Karbanos in Perek Tezayin, Halacha Yudalid, Tezayin Yudalid, says the Rambam in this perek, Mishanadro who's nadev shemen, ketzer osinbo, komets mimeno komets, v'nosin alav melach. Right, if somebody is no dare to bring oil, you bring oil and then you put a little salt on the oil. Vizork al gabi ha'ishim, v'ashar nechal kohanim kishirim enachas. V'ketzer osin biyayin, habav v'bifnei atzma, one if somebody promises to bring wine, nosin alav melach. If somebody is no dev to bring wine, so also you put it on the shisin, right? We don't pass on like Shmuel, misnadev writes Zorko Gabe Haishim, but here the Rambam says you put your menasechid on the shisin, on the in the cups on the southwest corner of the mizbech. But the Rambam says no sin alav melach, put melach. You put melach on the wine also. Where does that come from? So the Kesav Mishnah here deals with Kashali Shekasab So Perakem Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach Shein Lechadavar Shekar Lemizbeach Velo Melach Chutz Miyayin Anasachim Adam Ba Eitzim. First of all, there's a sira within the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach that everything on the Mizbeach gets salt except for Yayin Hanasachim Vahadam Vahaitzim. You don't have to salt the wood, right? You don't have to salt the dam or the Yayin Hanasachim. So the Rambam say here in Maisa Karbanos, Perak Tazayin, that you do put salt on. V'yesh Lomar, Dibiyayin Hanasachim Dafka Ka'amar, V'acha B'yayin Hababin Adava. Maybe the answer to the seer is that here the Rambam Dafka talks about Yayin Hababin Fe'atzmo. Voluntary wine, so that could get salted. That's what the Rambam is talking about here. Over there in Hilchot Yisurim Mizbeach, he was talking about the Yayin of the Nesachim, and maybe that's what is not allowed. Other Lechem Mishnah also talks about it. Yeshla Tamua, right? Mashba also quotes the Stira, and he quotes, "Vein tirutzah maspik." The Lechem Mishnah says the Kesem Mishnah's teretz is not enough. The Mehecha the imit beverka komets yain abayim nesachim. Da'inu bima haprat sheole leishim yatsa yain. Da'inu ole leishim. It doesn't sound like there's any chiluk between the different types of wine. Vitzarech iyun, and he doesn't answer the question, nor do the other nosei kalim. The more fundamental question, not just the stira, is that the Gemara here says that one is not allowed to use yain mevushal. And we know the principle is that salting maliach in Yerideya sometimes means keroseach. Salting can have the status of cooking. And therefore, ask some of the achronim, how could the Rambam say that wine that you put on the mizbeach is salted, doesn't give it the status of cooking, baking, cooking, and then that will be poselit, not just whether you require it or not. So the Mikdash David says it must be put on a drop, not enough to be really molechet. You put on a little bit, a drop. He writes this in Simen Yud Gimel in the Mikdash David. So that's why it's not enough to be considered roseach, but it is enough to be considered the mitzvah of salting. That's what he quotes at the beginning of Simen Yud Gimel. Venira lomar, dehat kivan datam tenesachem enetunim lelach, humishim de'inan de'enon le'ishim, b'yayin ababifnei atzmo, etc. He says that you would have to put it on. So here he quotes, Yain mevusha pasal gam mizbeach anami yain shemalcho miu belavach yishlev sol. Let me just find the line. Nira de eno rasha lemalcho kishar karbanas devade mifsal ayain baze davi kmo yain mevusha de pasul shenishtane taimo veina rashoi rak laseis purta lemitzvah. You put a little purta lemitzvah, right? And that's what that wouldn't be a problem. Okay, again, salting is a big topic. We spoke about it in the past. But we'll leave that for now. We continue now the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Eino mevi mipia. One does not bring wine from the edge, the top of the barrel, because there's certain types of mold that sometimes gathers on the top of the barrel, and therefore one doesn't take the wine from the top. Velo mishuleha, not from all the way at the bottom either. Mipnei ashmarim, because of the dregs that are mixed in at the bottom of the barrel. Ela mevi mishalisha meemsa. Question here about the girsa, somewhere in the middle, a third down in the middle, a third in the middle, different types of formulations, exactly what this is. The Rambam also has different formulations of what is there a vav, right? Some girsos have a vav in between these two words. That is the Gemara. And the Rambam talks about exactly where you get this from in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. Ketzad ubodek. How do you check if the wine is good, if exactly you have the wine that you want to take? So ketzad ubodek. Hagizbar yoshev hakana biyado. So the gizbar, the one in charge, sits, and he has a stick in his hand. He has a stick in his hand. Zarak hagir, right when the gear starts coming out. What's the gear? Gear is usually translated as chalk, white chalk. So Rashi quotes on top. Zarak hagir, shehizcho latzeis oso lavan, shetachas hayayin, shetzof al hashmarim. When you get towards the bottom, that's when the some white foam starts coming out along with the wine. So right when that happens, he bangs with his stick. Bangs with his stick. And that's to inform the one who is being motzi the wine to stop. Right? Once you get towards the bottom, no more. Meaning you're doing some in the middle, and then when you get to that white foam, you stop. What does he hit with his kana? Hikish pakanas, here's machlokas Rashi and the Rashi and the Ksav Yad. Rashi on the top. Says that he hits the kad. Hikish hagizbar agabi akad. Hits the barrel, and right when he hits the barrel, that gives the message to the motzi, the one pouring the wine out of the barrel, to stop. Rashi Niksav Yad says he hits the motzi softly. We're not talking here about, whacking him, but it means he taps him. Hikish hagizbar vakana es motzi hayayin. Viromez lo shi itenes al barza. Right, put the spigot back on. Veloya medaber, but he wouldn't talk, as we will, see. They wouldn't say, why don't you say stop? Right? No, you gotta give a tap. As we will see. Zigish Bakana, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Sheyishbo Kmachim Pasol. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda says if it has any type of mold in it, it's pasol. The Chavos Chaim points out that he's arguing, the Tanakhama says you could just remove the top and then use the rest. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda is saying that no, the whole thing is spilled out. Right? Which one is considered inappropriate for the mizbeach, right? There might be even differences in families. Sometimes one will have a package of something in the refrigerator, and the top one would have some type of mold on it. So some people in the family would say, throw the whole thing out. is gross. So just take off the top layer, right? And put there, you could use the rest. So one might, difference of opinion, even within, something that's, lahedyot. But here's a machlokas tanoim, right? If it has a little mold, you have to throw the whole thing out, or at least not use it for the mizbeach, or not, that is the machlokas tanoim. Shene emar, tmimim, just a chumash for a second, please. Tmimim yu lachem in umin chasam, tmimim yu lachem viniskehem. Because we have the psukim that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, discusses. Why do you have to throw it out? So the psukim in Bamidbar, in Chavches, in Parshas, Pinchas, where we discuss all of this. So in Chavches, Yutes, the psukim describe in the beginning of Pesach, ubachodesh arishon b'chavar yom lachodesh Pesach l'Hashem ubachamisha asar yom, on the first day of Pesach, b'yom arishon mikra kodesh kumlecha zavod alosasu v'grafte misha ola l'Hashem perem nebakar shnayim v'ayel echad v'shiva chvasem b'nei shana t'mimim yihyu lachem. That's the end of the pasuk. The next word of the first word of the next pasuk, umin chasam. So even though the pashas of the pasuk is talking about the animals, right, talking about kvasim and ayel to be mim yulachem, we darshan it with the first word of the next pasuk also. U minchasam. So let's will of Hashem, and I have to say that the mincha also has to be tamim. And that's how Rabbi Yezra Behuda darshans, to be mim yulachem u minchasam. And also, later on, a couple of psukim later, when we have at the series of Mechad Lachaber Lechem Milvad Olas Alamed Minchaso Ta'asu Tmimim Yulachem V'Niskehem. So you have Minchasam earlier right next to the word Tmimim Yulachem. So the Mincha, the flower, has to be Tamim. And then later on, at the end of Parachav Ches, we have Tmimim Yulachem V'Niskehem. Right? Everything should be Tamim for you V'Niskehem. And we dash that the wine also has to be perfect for you. Good. So this takes us through the what's required for wine, what not. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah had said, again, the Gemara is going to talk about it again also, I just wanted to mention it either here or there, we'll mention it now, that Yain Mavushal is not allowed. Yain Mavushal is not allowed, and that's how we got into the Rambam with the salting. So the Rambam, it's based on a Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, the Rambam says that for Kiddush on Friday night, one should use Kiddush that is royal hisnasech al gabi amizbeach. Right, so the question is, what does that exclude? That's what the Gemara says. So what does that exclude? So many say that it excludes certain types of inferior type of wine. Inferior type of wine that you're not allowed to use. The Rambam, though, excludes Yain Mavushal. Yain Mavushal, because Yain Mavushal cannot be Nisoch HaGabi HaMizbeach. So that's why the Rambam says that one can't use it. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, and others say, no, that's not what the Gemara is excluding. And that's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Beis. Reish Ayin Beis, which when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, sometimes on top it switches it around. Because when you have a simen that spells out a negative word, they switch it around. Reish Ayin Beis, which means famine or hunger, so they switch it down to Ayin Reish Beis. That's a good way to remember what you can make Kiddush on, because when you're hungry, when you come home Friday night, that's when you make Kiddush. So you're Av, you're hungry, and then you make Kiddush Friday night, that's how you remember what simon this is in Reish Ayin Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mikachin al Yain Mavushal va Yain Sheyesh Bo Dvash, V'yesh Omrim Shein Mikachin al Yain. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the make kiddush v'yesh omrim. You have to go to the rules and regulations of the Shulchan Aruch. When he quotes one day a stama and one is a yesh omrim, you know who is he possibly like? Right, usually possibly is like the first one. Why wouldn't Yain Mavushal be allowed? So we know from here and also from Sechel Avodah Zarah, Yain Mavushal makes it somewhat of an inferior type of wine. Maybe that's why there's no stam yenam and Yain Nesach when it comes to Yain Mavushal. Because they wouldn't use that in terms of serving their avodah zarah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes in Reish Ayin Beis. Svirale da'ide kolze ein mishtana yayin legriusa. It doesn't get any worse. The yeshomrim svirale de mishtana legriusa. Right, and others say no, that it does get worse. But the Ramah quotes, v'haminag l'kadish alav, afil yesh bo yayin acher, rak she'eno tov, kamo amavushal, o she'esh bo dvash. Ramah says, the minagol must be mekel, we're mekel, and you can make kiddush on yayin mavushal, no problem. Though some want to be makpid for the seder, to use non-yayin mavushal, many of the fancy wines are not mavushal. But either way, that's an important Rambam, other Rishonim, machlokas to be aware of, coming from this Mishnah, also related to that Gemara in Meseches Baba Basra. Meseches Baba Basra, where it talks about Yayin Mavushal, also on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ein Mevi'in. Ein Mevi'in lo matok, v'lo mavushal, v'lo ma'ushan. The Mishnah said, you can't bring sweetened wine, or cooked, or ma'ushan. V'mhevi pasul. And if you did, it is pasul. Our Mishnah says that it is ma'akev B'di'evet. B'aktani reisha. But didn't the two lines before that says, Ein mevi'in es ha-listion? You can't bring listion from heavy kasher. And what is listion? Listion means super sweet. Right, Rashi said, Nispashlu ha-anavim b'chama yoser midai. It was sitting in the sun for so long, it's super sweet, and there it says you shouldn't do it, but b'di'evet is kasher. Isn't that the same issue as matok? And so stira within the Mishnah itself. Amar Avina, Kroch Fatani. Okay, Avina says you're right. Put everything together. Really, it means you shouldn't use that lechatchila, but if you did it, it is possible with the Evan. Even the halistion is possible with the Evan. So immediately take out a line in the Mishnah. Ravashi Amar, no. It's two different types of sweetened. Shchulia de Shimsha lo ma'is. If something stays on the vine a little too long, it gets sweetened by the sun, that's okay. That's okay, that doesn't ruin it, and one can still use that. Chulya de peira mois. But if it becomes from within, inherently very sweet, not just because it sits in the sun, but the type of grape it is, that from within it gets sweet, so that's not good. That's not good, that's inferior, and that cannot be used on the Mizbeach. Good. When is one allowed to use wine from last year? Right, usually we think of wine as the older the better. Right, aged wine. But here it's just the opposite, right? Rebbe says you cannot use aged wine, so obviously it's not going to be based on a svara of what's better wine, because older wine is better. So it has to be based on a pasuk. Amar Chizkiya, my time at the Rebbe, Amar Krab, Lakeves, Yoyin. Right, all of these psukim are based on those, the ones brought from Pinchas, because that's where all of the karbanas and the sachim are mentioned. Lakeves, Yoyin, Makeves, Ben Shinaso, Av Yoyin, Ben Shinaso. Just like Keves, by definition, is within its first year, so yayin also should only be brought within its first year. Ima keves, which, interesting, why would you compare the wine to that? Again, if you say the nesachim has something to do with the, you know, the quality of the wine, or is it about being a karban? We look at the wine closer to being a karban, then we can understand this type of drasha. This doesn't have the regular rules and regulations. Putting salt on wine is also not something that is so pleasant. We wouldn't think of putting salt on wine. We would put salt on meat. We would put salt maybe even in dough on a mincha. That's okay. But salt on wine, right? That's not something that we would think of. Again, but if it's looked at mitzad the cheftza being a karban, al gavi hamizbeach, that makes it a little more understandable. See here too, the drasha. It's not just old wine. Old wine is mitzad the drinking and the consumption. It might be better, but mitzad being a karban, it is worse. So ma keves ben shnasu avyayim ben shnasu. Says the Gemara, ima keves ben shtishan and pasul avyayim ben shtishan and pasul. So why don't you go have the limud across the board, just like a keves. Whenever you need an animal for a carbon that age, if it gets too old, it's avrashnaso and it's pasul. So say wine too, it's a davar ma'akev. Why do you say that it's only lechatchila? V'chite machinami, and if you want to say maybe it is, even b'di'eved, v'atanya yayin b'chtei shanim lo yaviv imhevi kasher. Right? You said you shouldn't, but if you did, it's kasher. So man shamisle d'amar lo yavi. Who is the one that says you shouldn't bring lechatchila? Rebbe. Rebbe's the only one that said lechatchila, you shouldn't bring old wine. V'ka'amar imhevi kasher. And yet, that brisa says, b'di'eved is kasher. So, you see that the halach is, of old wine, is only lechatchila. But if you're comparing it to keves, why don't you go across and say, don mina umina, as we might use that lashon, and have a full limud? Say, elam arava, arava says, okay, you're right. It's not based on the comparison to keves. Elam arava hainu taima de rabbi. This is the reason for rabbi. And now, with this makar, it's a totally different world. Whenever you have two makaros to a halacha, one has to see what do the makaros reflect. The first makar, as we explain, it's din in the karbon. It's compared to keves. Here, the following pasuk in Mishlei has nothing to do with the karbon. It has to do with wine. It has to do with the status of wine, which makes it a little more tricky, because wine is usually aged. But what does the pasuk say? Anatama derebi dechsiv altera yayin ki yisadam. Don't, right, appear with wine ki yisadam when it's so red. And the pasuk in the context is talking about too much wine leads to avera. So especially don't enjoy the wine when it's so red, right? It's so red in its first year. That's when the pasuk reflects that is the ikker wine. And therefore, that's when you see, after the first year, it's not as, the status of wine is somewhat less, maybe it tastes better, but in terms of the status of wine, it's the most intense when it first comes out, the first year, and that's Rebbe's Makar. You need the most intense wine, so to speak, most inherent wine in its first year. You look at Rashi, Hainu Taima, Sheni Mevi Yashon, Kedersiv, Altera Yayin, Ki Yisadam, Dolo Avichashav Yayin, Ella Adom, Vishana Rishona, Yeshbo Iker Admumis, Tfelo. The first year it has the ikar of its redness, tfelo, velav mishum de la keves dami yayin. Not, and it's not comparing it to the keves, because again, according to that svara, we rejected it. So it's because wine itself, which is interesting, because we know wine is wine, even if it's after the first year. You still make a bari priya gafen, and you, but there's something about the first year wine that is mentioned here. And again, that's also quoted in Hilchas Shabbos. What about non-red wine? Is there a lachachila to use red wine? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Reishayin Beis Sif Dalid. Mikadshin al Yayin Lavan. Vaharamban postal lekiddush afilu b'dieved. The Ramban, there in that sugya, Baba Basra Tzadi Zayin, argues, again, he has the Chumra here about, the Rambam had Yayin Mavushal. The Ramban has Yayin Lavan, right? We paskin like Rov Rishonim. The Torah quotes the various Rishonim, the Ritva, the Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rif. Everyone says the Yayin Lavan is fine. Okay, Lachachil, you want to use red? Okay, the post can say Lekuli Yama. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Misa Lachachil Lachazer Achar Yayin Adom Ela Demein Lo Adom O Sheinu Meshubach. You like the wine, the white wine better. Sfer Leladeazu Demuter Lachachila Lachadish Al Lavan. The Ramban postulates though even B'Dieved. The Haminag Ha'olam, and here the Shulchan Aruch says the Minag Ha'olam Kisvara Rishona, right? Svara Rishona, the Minag Ha'olam, again related to this Gemara about whether red wine has some special status or not. Remember the Taz that we like to quote, that the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach that at the Seder there's a lachadchila to use red wine, even if one there's no lachadchila. The Shulchan Aruch here says white wine is kosher for kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach paskins that lachadchila there is an idea of using red wine at the Seder. We know because of the zecher to the dam, and that's why there's an idea of using red wine. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Tafayin Beis Yud Aleph Mitzvah Lachzar Achar Yayin Adom. The Rama also adds, "Imein alavan meshubach bimenu." But mixa achalayan adom. Why taz there? Tafayin beis dichsev altir yain ki is adam. Quotes our pasuk. Shma minad admumis hu maala. The hikbet atur kan bedalat kosos bazev velo bekiddush. For the psimin reishayin beis the yish od remez la adom. Right, says the taz. He points out this difference that the tur and the shulchan aruch, right, quotes this lachadchila of Yayin Adom here by Pesach and not by Shabbos, because there's an added reason. By Pesach, the Yish Od Remez LaAdom Zeich LaAdam Shei Paro Shochech B'nei Yisrael. And then the Taz adds the line that we've quoted in the past, the Ha'idna Nimnu Milikach Yayin Adom Mipnei Alilos Shkarim Ba'avonoseinu Harabim. Says the Taz 400 years ago, nowadays we don't use red wine because all of the blood libels that were always around Pesach time is always about the taunts and the tainus that they had. So the Taz says we're not machber for a lachadchila where it's going to cause pikuach nefesh. But he points out that difference in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Pesach. It's clear that the Achronim, the Vilna Gaon, brings this Gemara as a raya against the Ramban. The Gemara clearly is not saying that wine is only red. It's saying lachadchila, right? You should bring the red, right? Dafka, the Gemara is trying to explain why Rebbe would say lachadchila it's not good and b'dieved is okay, right? To say that it's not wine is not what the Gemara is saying. So again, that they bring the Zaraya, there are ways to answer that, but that is the halacha.
But it's not brought down chadash.
By chadash. It's not compared to that. Right? It's not compared to that. We spoke then about the chadash. Again, only aser is really the grains. Again, the wine, there's an idea of not bringing bikurim we had earlier, and those, unless it was grown earlier. But again, yeah, it's not mentioned.
So this is quite within the first year. It's not quite
down. Yeah, no. No, it's not that the, right, it's a carbon halacha. So we don't bring from the raised up, but from the lower down. Tana kramim avudim, and we bring from the avudim, the worked fields. Those are good, the ones that they you soften the ground in the middle. Tana kramim avudim pa'mayim bashana, twice a year. If it's worked, that makes the grapes very valuable and and first grade. Rav Yosef Avalei Karna de Pardesa, he had a corner of a Pardes. Derafik Beit Tveit Brifka, he did an extra plowing in it. Va'avid Chamra, and it produced wine, the Dori Maya Al Chatrain. It was double what it used to, the power of the wine. Meaning usually we have 3-1, three water, one wine. That was how it was usually diluted in the days of the Gemara. But this was 6-1. It was so strong, right? Because he did that extra working. Lo yukozenos amachsavim gedolim. Also, he didn't put it into large barrels. Tana chavios, kadios, ludios, ubeinonios. Right, middle size barrels. Ein meinichin osan shtayim shtayim ala achas achas. Also, we don't put them one right next to the other one. Maybe it'll spill. Maybe it'll affect the other one. You leave some space in between. Also, that's how you take care of it. Ketzai bodek gizbar yoshev bekana biyado zarak agir hikish bekana. As we said, he bangs. He doesn't say a word. Tana zarak agir shal shmarim. Right when the gear of the sediment, as we said, goes out, that foam gizbar hikish bekana. Vale vale meimar. Why did he just tell him? Okay, stop. Stop pouring. Messiah le Rabbi Yochanan. This is a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, two places in Shas. Krisus davav, Menachas pe Zayin, right here. Rabbi Yochanan says, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Kishem sha dibur yafa le besamim, kach dibur rala yayin. Just like when you grind up spices, it's a good thing to talk. Dibur yafa le besamim, kach dibur rala yayin. So too, when you are involved in the production of the wine, it's not good to talk. Not good to talk. Why is this? So Pashas, this is not something that is something understood in the purely natural realm. All the Mefarshim discuss it. You know, what exactly is the message here? The Aruch Laner in Krisus says that maybe because it's the opposite of the usual teva. Why? Wine, you shouldn't be talking wine, because when somebody drinks wine, they usually start talking a little too much. Right? So maybe as a balance of that, then one shouldn't have the wine, shouldn't have the talking when one is producing the wine. By Ktores, Ktores is known as a private silent avoda. Right? Yavo davar shebachashai, right? V'yachaper al dvarim shebachashai. Krisus, Aruch Laner and Krisus davav. So there, it's symbolized something quiet, and therefore you balance that out with the talking. That's what he says. Dine teva hayayin misnage l'teva Ktores. The yayin ma'orer hadibor. Kedachsiv, v'chech yayin atov. Dovev sifsei yishenim. Batirosh yinovev besulos. Ubektores arinim be'erchin, daf tezayin. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yover dava b'chashoy, v'yechaper al maisa chashoy. Rashi, ktores nasa b'chashoy, right, it's done in the private heichal, and it is mechaper on a davar shebachashoy, ukedei shelo la'or yosemidai, kin adibur yafa l'besamim, sheishar achar kach al tiba lios b'chashoy. So it's the balance of what the items are symbolized as in Chazal. This is Ben Yoyada here also, there's others, but we'll just mention that.
At this point, the wine is no longer
The wine is, no, it's, but it's still, you're still involved in the processing as the wine is coming out. Just, that's the limit that you're not taking anything out, no, but you're still involved in the processing of the wine. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Bechul. Boy Rabbi Yochanan. So similar to what we had the past couple of days. Hikdishu Ma'u She'yil Ke'elam Mishum Balmum. If one is makdish wine that has kmachim, so is that a Isser of Hakdashas Balmum? We spoke yesterday about the issue of Malkus. Kivan Depasel Kabalmum Dami Odilma Ein Balmum Elabe Behema Teku. So no answer given. And remember that important Radvaz, I think it was yesterday, that spoke about why we have the questions by all of these. It goes in order, whether it's wood and the Ayin and Shemen and the and all four. Tanur Rabban, Elim Mimoav Kvasim Mechevron. Elim, you want to bring Elim, which are second year animals. That's the best is from Moav. Kvasim, the first year sheep, Mechevron. Agolim Misharon, Gozlos Mehar Hamelech. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mivian Kvasim, Shegavam Rechavim, right? Or Gavam Karachban. Either very wide, very plump. Right, you feed them a lot, and very wide. Those are good karbanos. Amar Rava Bar Rav Shila, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Where does he get this from? Kitechsiv Yire Miknecha Bayomahu Kar Nirchav. Pasuk in Yeshayo that talks about the very wide animals. The Mikna is like Kar Nirchav. Good. Ksiv Al Chomosayach Yerushalayim Efkadishom Mim Kala Yom V'Kala Laila Tamid Lo Yachshu Amaskir Mes Hashem Al Dami Lachem. Right, the pasuk says there in Yeshayahu. that also a statement by Rava Bar Rav Shila, that's why this is here. On the walls of Yerushalayim, right, Hashem says, I have placed my Shomrim, Kalayom v'chalalayla, they will not be silent. Tamid lo yechshu, amaskirim, those that mention Hashem al dami lachem. Don't be silent to them. My Amri, what's the message of the Pasuk? Hachi amar Rava, what should be said? Hachi amar Rava Bar Rav Shila, atas akum terachim Sion, right? Takum Terachim, get up, Hashem Kaviyachol, and awaken. Have Rachmanes on Sion. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Umeikara Mayhave. Originally Meikara before the Churban. What did they say? So this is what is said after the Churban. Right, Meikara before the Churban. What was said? What did the Shomrim say? So Meikara Mayhave Amri. Amarava, Mayavi Amri, Amarava, Barav Shila, Kivach Hashem Bitsion, Iva, Lamoshavlo. Hashem chose Sion, Hashem chose Sion, right, that's what they said when there was Sion. Iva, Lamoshavlo, the desire, Hashem had a desire to have his Moshav there. 2 points. Number one, on the, right here, on this last line, Iva, Lamoshavlo, the Maharsha says, Iva is Lamalo Sakise. Right, what does that mean? Iva lamalo sakise. So we've mentioned this, I think, from the Klei Yakar in the past. The Klei Yakar also talks about this in Sefer Bereishis, that if you look at the end of Parshas Bishalach, the Marsha here doesn't explain what he means, but what he seems to mean is that at the end of Bishalach, we know that the Parsha of Amalek, and while Amalek is still around, Hashem's kise is not complete. Ki yad al kase ka, one of the three, I think, psukim in the Torah that have five words in a row, each with two letters. Ki yad al kase ka. Five words, and it should be Kisei. Right? Hashem swears by his throne. His throne is spelled Kisei. Where's the Aleph? So Hashem says that, and Rashi quotes it, that the name of Hashem is not going to be complete, and Hashkacha is not going to be so prevalent in the world until Amalek is removed. But what is, it says Kase Ka. So what letters are missing? So Kase is missing an Aleph. Ka is Yud Kei Vav Kei, it should be. Right? So that's missing Vav and He. So what letters are missing from that Pasuk? Aleph, Vav, and He. Iva. Iva, this pasuk says, Iva lamoshavlo. Right, so when those three letters are put back into the pasuk, Kisei Hashem, so that's when Mashiach is going to come. When is that going to happen? Iva means to desire and want it. The more we want it, the more we desire it, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Iva lamoshavlo, the more we want it. See, peace to Yeshua. The more we can fulfill that pasuk, so that is when it's going to happen. And the way we show that we want it is that we have to have kavana during, obviously, when we say the brachas, when we daven for it in benching, when we daven for it in davening. The Eim Avonim Smecha talks about this, as well. I saw last night on page Reish Lamed Beis in the Eim Avonim Smecha, he quotes a story from Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz. He quotes a story. He says, let me tell you, he says that we have to do our best. How does it show that we want it? That we have to start going back. We have to start going back. Right? The Eim Avonim Smecha, Rav Teichtel says. And he quotes, giving pshat, not pshat, but a drash. He quotes it from the Tiferes Yonasan and the Noam Elimelech, right, by, Kriyas Yamsuf, when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, Hashem says, stop davening and just go! Ma titzach Eloi! Iso! Just go! There's an Orachayim HaKadosh on that pasuk we've quoted in the past. But he quotes here, he says, I'll give you a mashal. Give you a mashal. So one time there was a queen. Pam achas ba malka achas al mashber. There was a queen that was in labor. It was in labor. And the machashvim in the Medina heard that the king, the queen was in labor, and they didn't like the king and the queen, so they put a type of spell on the queen that she shouldn't be able to have the baby. So she's sitting there in pain in labor, but the baby's not coming out. Because of the kishuf that's being done to her. So they didn't know what to do. So a chacham echad comes to the king and says, I have a great idea. Send out a message that the queen had the baby already. Queen had the baby already. So the queen had the baby, then the bechashim will say, okay, it didn't work. And they'll stop doing it, and then she'll have the baby. Kachavi, he put out a message, mazal tov, the queen had a baby. And the bechashim heard about it, so they said, okay, forget it. And they let it go, they stopped their spell, and the queen had the baby. The kain haya b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Says Rav Nosson Eibeshitz, when Bnei Yisrael came to the Yamsuf, they needed a nace of Kriyas Yamsuf, and there was a kitzruk. Do they deserve it? Right? Halalo David Azara, halalo David Azara. They don't deserve it. And Bnei Yisrael davening. Hashem says, Moshe, stop davening, just walk. What do you mean, just walk? So that they stop davening, they'll just walk. The makadrigim will think, okay, I guess it's done. I guess the Yeshua already happened, and they'll stop being makadrig because we're going into the water, and then Hashem will be able to bring the Yeshua. That's the That's what he says. Tov sheyishtok v'lo yitzak od. Elidabel b'nei Yisro v'yiso. K'shiyira b'kashuk in kachsha Moshe Rabbeinu tzivu l'yisro l'yisa v'leilich. So that would be it. He quotes this also from the Norm Elimelech and others. So says the Imam Baram Smecha, Kamo hekei b'yameinu. He says, he's talking during the Holocaust. He's saying, it's never been like this, right? It's never been so bad. Al-Kain, ha'itzal hazeh, he says, the only thing to do, he quotes from the Rebbe Melech, or the Melech, l'dabar b'nei Yisrael v'yisou, v'yisou l'eretz Yisrael, v'yasichu daitam l'gamri me'aretz ha'gola. Just forget everything else in the world, just go. V'yaz yavinu v'yidono makatrikim. So the makatrikim of the past 2,000 years will realize, we're going in. Okay, I guess it's done. Just like when Esau went into Kriyas Yamsuf, without thinking, didn't make sense, and they did it, right? And so too, says the Yonah Smecha, just go to Eretz Yisrael. Vaz tavo be'emes hagula ha'mitas mi'bili monei ha'klal. Kin horo sanu ha'rebi ha'maylach. V'atani, he says, eich lo yevoshu ha'omdim betur ha'miskadshim. How could those who call themselves holy, lomar, sha'asu lidrosh barabim lisa v'leilach l'Eretz Yisrael, to say it's asu to go there? He says, that's all the Sitra Achra. He says, that's the Sitra Achra. Sharotza la'akim esagula. But anyway, he says, the more you're Eva, he says, this is his Eva, Eva l'moshevlo. The more there's Eva, like the Marsha says here, the more that it will happen. That's why Hashem should see all of those who desire it so much. Weiter. Hadulah kol karbonas atzibur. That takes us to the 9th parak, and now we get into the 10th parak of Maseches Menachos. There were two dry measures in the Mikdash. Isaron v'chatzi Isaron. Two sizes. One was an Isaron, one was chatzi Isaron. The Menachas Chinuch assumes here, it can't be that there were only two measures. It must be two types of measures. It must be there were only Isaron v'chatzi Isaron, but there were a lot of them. Well, you're going to tell me that only one Kohen can be doing a Korban Mincha at once? He said it's impossible. It's impossible. It came pashutli, says the Menachas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Vav. It must be that there are many Isarons and many Chatzi Isarons, but those were the only sizes that were there. Rabbi Meir Omer, Isaron, Isaron, v'chatzi Isaron. Right? There was Isaron, Isaron, v'chatzi Isaron. What exactly does that mean? There were two types of Isaronos. We'll have to see. Isaron, mahi Meshamesh, Shabai Haimodi Lachol Menachas. The Isaron was used to measure the Menachas. Even the Menachas that required more. Lo Hayamodi Lo Bishlosha Lapar, Velo Bishal Shlaim La'ayel, Elamodi Nesronos. And they didn't measure, even though the par needs three and the aisle needs two, they measure with the Isaron one, and they used it three times or two times in order to measure. Right? Which reflects, this whole idea reflects, the Mikdash David talks about this and all the Achronim, that the measuring for the Mincha clearly is not just result-oriented. Just to figure out the shear. There's a Maisa Medida. The act of measuring has significance, not just to achieve the result. And they don't quote it. And that's why you can't just use a three-er, right? You have to definitely use this one and use it again and again, right? We have that also by Egla Rufa, right? If it's clear which city is closest, there's still a Maisa Medita. There's still a measuring that has to be done. The Torah commands that. So here, they're both Dinim Daraisa. Both Dinim Daraisa. The Maisa Medita needs to be done. And it's not just about the result, but it's about the act itself. What's the message? Okay, that's a why question. But first we're doing the what question. That it's true, that there is an act of Medita. Chatzi Yisar Mayim Meshamesh, what was the Chatzi Yisaron used for? Shebo Yamodin, Chavite Kohen Gadol, Mechza Bavokar, Mechza Bein Arbaim. As we discussed at length earlier, for a couple of dafim at the end of Perek HaTcheles, the Kohen Gadol brought in Yisaron in the morning, and then he split it in half. Half of the Yisaron in the morning, half in the afternoon. Tanya, Hayer Meir Omer Matam Alomar Yisaron Yisaron, Lakeves Oechod. It says two is Isarons in the Pasig. Melameid, Rabbi Meir teaches me, Shashtei Esronos Chayi B'Mikdash. There were two, right? Machlokas. The Tanakhama said one, Rabbi Meir says two. Why do you need two of the same shear? The answer is it wasn't the same. It's two types of Esronos. Chayi B'Mikdash. Echad Gadush V'Echad Machlok. One heaping and one smooth. What does heaping mean? The smaller one is called the heaping, which means in order to get to Isaron, it has to be heaping out. The bigger one, Machlok, right, that's the one that doesn't have to be heaping in order to get to the Isaron. Gadush Shebo Hayamodi L'Chol HaMenachos. The heaping one is the one that you use for all Menachos. And Machuk Shebo Hayamodi L'Chavite Kohen Gadol. Right, and the Machuk, the bigger one, which was smooth, didn't have to be heaping, used that for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Why didn't he use the heaping one for the Kohen Gadol? Because that one you have to split into two halves, as we know. And when you pour it, if it's heaping, it's going to spill. That's why you had the non-heaping one to use for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. There is one line in Rashi, the Achronim, just are bothered by. Rashi says that this is a Mesorah, Right? There's Gemara that Remeir says that on the last line that he says this. The Gemara says it's Psukim. Yisaron, Yisaron. So, question, what Rashi means there, the Sfirale Gemara, Rashi and the Ksavyat. Okay, question, how does he define a Gemara, which usually means Misara, Alacha Moshe B'Sinai. That is Rabbi Meir. He uses the double word Yisaron, Yisaron. V'chachamim Omrim. By the way, the Medida, we don't have time to go into it now, but remember the Nachal Eisan, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a whole sefer all about the Halachas of Egla Rufa, because he said nowhere are the Halachas compiled and put in a way that one can know all the halachas. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch, Veruch Zegla Rufa. And he has a whole parak there, Simen Hey, Mitzvah HaMedida. 20 pages on Medida. Everything you ever want to know about Medida. Right? That's, he said, but he talks about how it's done, and some of the Sanhedrin HaGadol comes out, and you even, you know, it sounds strange to us, but he says, Ketzad, he says, Arba Mitzvahs Yeshna Begla Rufa. Medida, Arifa, Rechitzas Yadayim, Amiris HaParsha. Vitzarech Levarech Al Kalechad Ve'echad. Each one gets a bracha. Aval ala kfura shal egla nira dein sarach levarech. Ubircha shechianu nira dein sarach levarech. Pashtus. But then he says, kesem avarechem ala medida. What bracha do you make on medidas? Hopefully this bracha will never ever be said. Right, we don't want to find an anonymous corpse that was murdered. But how do you make a bracha on the medida? Ladas rov rishonim mevarechem asher kedishadu v'zazav esivanu limdod es el ha'arem asher svivo sechalal. That's a bracha. V'yesh omrim shesarach levarech asher kedishadu v'zazav esivanu al ha'medida. The Yeshom Rim, Sheyachal Levar, Kamoshi Yirtse. Of course, three different days, and of course, he has 10 pages of footnotes, where he gets this from. Right? That has to do with the Al and Lib. Right? Is this in the category of Al? He goes through all the Shitas of the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tosfos about the rules and regulations. When do you say Al? When do you say Lib? Brachas da, Psachem Dav Zayin. So, that would have ramifications here. What would you say? He goes through mitzvahs that you make a bracha on, don't make a bracha on, but that's his beautiful discussion here. About Egla Arufa, but again, there also there's a mitzvah of Medida. Back to the discussion here. V'chachamim omrim, lo ha'yishem al yisaron echad. No, only one yisaron. Shneamar, yisaron echad lakeveso echad. Imkin matam alomer yisaron yisaron. Why did it say the word yisaron twice? L'rabos, chatzi yisaron. That includes the half of yisaron, half yisaron. The extra yisaron is tijimi, the chatzi yisaron. V'meir chatzi yisaron minale, nafgale me v'yisaron, the vav. V'rabanan vav lo darshi. Good. Rabbi Meir, hi v'isaron echad lekeves, hi v'isaron echad, lekeves o echad, my avalei. What does your mayor do with the pasuk that the Chachamim used to teach me there's only one isaron? Ha'ush lo yimdod lo b'shal shlosh l'par v'lo b'shal shnayim l'ayil. That's to teach me you don't have any bigger ones, which might make things easier. Rabbana nafka lehu minikudo. Rabbana used it from the dots. The dots on the top of the word of Yisaron. There are extra dots. We know every dot in the Torah teaches me something. Tetanya, Amar, Rabbi Yossi, Lama Nakud Vav, Shebe Emsa, Yisaron, Shel Yisaron, Rishon, Shel Yom Tef, Harishon, Shel Chag. Why is there a dot? Shelo Yimdod, Lo B'Shel Gimel Lepar, Lo B'Shel Shtayim Lail. Right? They darshan from the dot. Rabbi Meir Nikuda Lo Darish. He doesn't darshan any halacha from the dot. Every little mark in the Torah is there to teach me something. Right? We have that in this Masechta. Remember, back on Daf Chavtes, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to darshan every tag, every little crown on the Torah. Again, we don't have any of those halachas. Rabbi Akiva darshan mountains of halachas from every tag. We don't even know one of those halachas. And nowhere in the Gemara does it say, like, one of those halachas, Rabbi Akiva darshan. But we know. Just because we don't know it doesn't mean it doesn't have. Every mark in the Torah is laden with meaning and laden with messages. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah, and it's infinite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so what he says is infinite. His word is infinite. The Torah is a reflection, is a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to use the words of the Chavetz Chaim in Shem Olam. It's a photograph of Hashem. So, just like Hashem is infinite, so too the Torah is infinite. So every mark in the Torah is there to teach us something. Good. Again, there's a lot. Nekudos, and just remember the tshuva of the Radvaz that we've mentioned in the past. Gorgeous tshuva, Aleph Samach Zayin. That there are no, we're talking about how every mark and every letter and every crown, but there are no nekudos in the Torah. Dafka, so that there's flexibility in darshaning the letters. So we could read it in many different ways. There's kri, there's ksiv, there's, different ways of reading it, because if they're nekudos, not only it would make it easier for Valkore, but if there are vowels, but it would limit power of the Torah. And we know that there's no limit, and that's why he writes there in Tafresh Mem Gimel, or Elef Samachay, he was asked, why are there nekudos? And that's where he says beautifully, Kitziva kel yisalash yichtivu as haTorah below nekudos v'ta'amim, kasher ayis ha'bam neito yisbar, kedei shiyu bashtei kriyos, ruchnius v'gashmius, kedei shemishi yichol lahasig yasig. V'hadarva yadua ki ha'osiyas below nekudos v'ta'amim yishbe mashmauyos harbe, v'tzirufim shonim, v'kriyos hefchios. You're right in the Chumash, fine, but in the Torah, you don't. And he continues. Again, that's the Radvaz. I'll have to mention that again. We just had to mention it quickly, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Chatzi Yisaron Mahi Meshamesh, Vayimodid Lachvid the Kohen Gadol. The half of Yisaron was used to measure for the Kohen Gadol. Modeid V'raminhi. So you get the impression from the Mishnah that the Chatzi Yisaron was for the Kohen Gadol. It sounds like you use it in the morning to measure half and in the afternoon to measure half. But we learned before, no, that's not how it's done. Modeid V'ramini. Didn't we learn that you bring the whole thing in the morning? Chavid the Kohen Gadol lo yibon chatzon, ala maybe Yisaron shalim v'chotzeyu. You split it. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Rav Sheish is my modi nami, the Tony Mechalik. It means you split it, then you measure into each of the halves. Boy, Menei Rabbi Barchama, Merav Chizda, Chatzi Yisaron Rabbi Meir. The Chatzi Yisaron for Rabbi Meir, Gadish Haya Omochek Haya. Which one was it? Right, Rabbi Meir had the two Isronos, one Gadish, one Machuk. What about his Chatzi Yisaron? Said the Gemara, Vitabu Elacha the Rabbanan. Why don't you ask that for the Rabbanan too? Rabbanan, you don't know any case. The Rabbanan Yisaron Gufei Kamiboy Leiluhu Gadash Hayog Machuk Haya. You're right. The Rabbanan, the Yisaron itself, there was only one. Was it Gadash? Was it Machuk? Amr Lei Midir Rabbi Meir Nishbal Rabbi Meir Umidir Rabbi Meir Nishbal Rabbanan. Two steps. Midir Amr Rabbi Meir Yisaron Machuk Chatzi Yisaron Nami Machuk. From the fact that Rabbi Meir said Yisaron is Machuk, so the Chatzi Yisaron also should be Machuk. Remember the Svara. The whole Svara that you need that you did the Machuk was. So that it doesn't spill. So the Mefarshim wonder if that applies here. So you should say maybe it can be Gadish because you're not pouring any of the others. But either way, this is the Mesorah. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, the Yisaron is Machuk, so the Chatzi Yisaron is also Machuk. When Rabbi Meir Machuk, Rabbanan Ami Machuk. Okay, it's all Machuk. It's all flat, not heaping. Boy, Minei Rabbi Barchama, Merav Chizda, Chavidei Kohen Gadol, Bameh Machal Kon Lechalos, Biyado Bekli. What are you machalik it with? Do you with your hand? Do you need a specific kli? Pshita de biyad di be kli tertini yachnis. Well, you take a kli. Well, you can bring a scale into the base of Mikdash to measure it exactly. The Gemara says the yachnis. Yeah, if that's what you're supposed to do, that's what you would do. That wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says no. Kiva de be klaliksiv la barachara. Since the pasuk in the Tochacha Rashi quotes it, Vayikra Chavav talks about measuring out bread as a curse. Right, lach b'chem la the hey shiva lach b'chem b'mishkal, so we don't want to bring that in. It's kind of like in kateger nasa saneger type of idea. Good. So it's not as exact. Boy, minei Rabbi Barchama, Merav Chizda, Shulchan, Maushi Kadish Kmatzim. What happens? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. What this means? Rashi says, what happens if I put the lavona on the table instead of putting it into the bazichin? So is the table makadish that lavona? Or Tosfos says a stama mincha. Instead of putting it into a kli sharis, they put it onto the shulchan, because the shulchan is makadish lechem upon him. So shulchan maushi kadish kematzim. This has to do bigodesh shalo in its airspace, right? What is this here for? Because also we're talking about overflowing. So this is on top of the shulchan. It's overflowing on the shulchan. Is the shulchan makadish that whatever is put on it? Midah makadish lechem kematzim nami makadish. Well, since it's makadish lechem upon him, so it should also be makadish the kematzim. Odilma dechazi le makadish lo chazi le lo makadish. It's only makadish what is supposed to be put on it, not anything. Amalei eino makadish. No, it's not makadish it. Eini v'yam Rabbi Yochanan l'divrei Omer. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan says, which we'll get to. We're going to talk about Pesach Hashem in a week or two. More about the lechem upon him. What was what it looked like, and how was it put on the shulchan? L'divrei Omer tefachayim u'mechza kofel nipsa shulchan mekadesh chamisha asar tevach lamala. If you say that the shape of the lechem upon him was two tefachim and you fold it up, two and a half tefachim up, and you count all of them, so it's the table is mekadesh really 15 tefachim all the way up. L'divrei Omer tefachayim kofel nipsa shulchan mekadesh yudbeis tevach lamala. So you see the mizbeach, the shulchan is mekadesh. A lot of it's airspace up above. So why should it say it's not makadish? Amalei, ain't a makadish li karev, a makadish li pasel. Right, it's not Mekadesh Likarev. Right, you want to say it does something? Fine, it does something. It makes it Kadosh so that if you're Yotze with it, it becomes Pasul. But it's not going to be Mekadesh like the Klisharis is supposed to be Mekadesh it, or how it's supposed to be Mekudash in its proper clip. Good, just let's read the Mishnah, and then Hashem will continue. Sheva Midosh, so the first Mishnah spoke about the Midos of Yavesh. Sheva Midosh Alach HaYavim Mikdash. Hin V'chatzi Hin. V'shlish is a Hin. Urevi is a Hin. Log V'chatzi Log. Urevi is a Log. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Sadok Omer, Shnasos HaYavim Hin. No, there was a Hin, and there were markers. Like we have measuring cup, there were markers. Shnasos HaYavim Hin. Ad Kan Lepar, Ad Kan La'ayel, Ad Kan La'kathis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo HaYusham Hin. V'chima HaYahin Meshamesh. You never needed one Hin. So there wasn't a hin measure. Elamidi yaseiras shalogu mechsa. The extra one was for the logu mechsa, for the oil. Haisa sham shabah yamodi leminchas kohen gadol. That's what we used to measure for the mincha the kohen gadol. Logu mechsa baboker, logu mechsa bein harbayim. Just to end, there is a machlokas Rambam Ravid how when you split the lechamim of the chavitin of the kohen gadol, how did you split it every day? What was split? The Rambam says, you bake the challahs, and then you, all 12 in the morning, and then you split each one of them. And you makrif half in the morning, half in the afternoon. V'yachaka chole kol challah v'challah l'shnayim, ba'omed, estimating, k'dei sheyakar v'chati ha'baboker v'chati ba'erev, v'lokech ha'chetzin v'kofel kol echad mehen l'shnayim, and you do petita, fine. Rivid, zulo shamanu v'ein l'shorish b'shum makom, sheyachalku kol challah v'challah. You bake all 12, and then you split each one of them in half? The Rivet says no. Ella l'sheish chalos b'shachris v'sheish bein arabayim, six and six. V'atora nitna lahem midos gedolos v'ketanos sheyemodu b'hen kadesh lo yigru v'lo yosifu alas shiurin. V'hu omer shemachagan as chalos ba'omed. V'atora amra machatisa baboker machatisa ba'erev shlo yosef lo yigra. No, you have six in the morning, six in the later. Maybe you split it when it's dough, and then you six in the morning. So machlokas Rambam Rivet, how exactly they were split before you baked it, after they baked it. Okay, I'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue. B'ez Hashem, I hope to give tomorrow. Again, maybe not, but B'ez Hashem, I hope to give tomorrow.